أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم. I remember always Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, and Maulana Sheikh Nazim, when they were in Damascus, always every Sahaba, Ati'u Allah wa Ati'u Rasul wa Ali al-Amri minkum. Obey Allah, obey Prophet, and obey those who are on authority. And I remember such days like these days in winter, where everything is quiet and very cold outside, and Grand Sheikh is putting the fire because it's very cold, and the fire is like a drum barrel has been cut into half, and the top of it been welded, so it has a top and a pipe and a small door, all of tin, and putting the wood fire make everything more warmer than what we have here. Here you spend electricity, gas, everything. There's 3-4 wood, make everything warm. And lot of smoke. So, and Grand Sheikh giving his knowledge, fountain of knowledge, sharing his knowledge. When you look now on these notes and you want to explain, you understand how much I was so small compared to this giant of knowledge. I remember when I was young like that, not like this one, but these young ones. Sitting there and listening. It's nice time. It doesn't come back. So we were explaining what Grand Sheikh was saying about those who humble themselves, and like a speaker is giving a presentation, we discussed in the previous session the difference between someone who is humble and his teaching reach the people, because he sees himself in need for this teaching. Like the other listeners, like student, he is a student, he is not a professor anymore. He is with them, listening to what is coming, and he is in need of it. And the one that he thinks himself knows everything, and he is so arrogant and proud of his knowledge, sitting and giving lecture, and everyone sleeping. So we went into this explanation, and the thing that is important is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all kind of knowledge because he was humble. And Iblis was thrown away and cursed because he was proud. So, and as much as Allah gives, as we said before, all prophets, if you add them together, all awliya, you add them together, all scholars, you add them together, all scientists, you add them together, everything in this universe, you add it, all their knowledge, it doesn't come a drop of the of the knowledge of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a drop of an ocean. And Prophet also sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as ilmuhu mahdudun, his knowledge is limited. As much as he takes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's still limited to Allah's knowledge, but is not limited compared to knowledge of all prophets and all awliya and all scholars of scientists, professor, add together, is not limited. They are limited, he is not limited compared to them. But compared to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his knowledge is limited. Allah is giving grants. When you write a grant, you want to take some money from foundations or from the government. You call it a grant, isn't it? It's very famous here.
Yeah.
How many papers you have to submit? Thousands of papers. And they have to see every penny where you are spending. That's human grants. They give and they are shaking hands. When Allah gives, لا نهاية لعطائه, there is no end for his giving. يعطي بلا حساب, he gives with no account. He gives. And for the abd, must always ask. لا نهاية لطلب العبد من ربه عز وجل. Must not stop asking Allah to give. Because you don't ask, they don't give. You are not in need. You ask, you get. That's why Allah said, ادعوني أستجب لكم. Ask me, pray for me, I give to you. I will answer you. But you say, you keep quiet and say, it's not going to send by like a bucket. You have to ask. That's why Allah's giving has no end. Since his givings has no end, so he's the generous, the absolute generous, the abd must not stop asking. Keep asking, day and night, anytime, any prayer, ask. What we have to ask? What we have to ask? To give us what? To give us, not our mind goes only to wealth, but to give us wealth and health and knowledge and everything that is manifestation of his beautiful names and attributes. That's وَمَا كَانَ عَطَاءُ رَبِّكَ مَحْدُودًا
وَمَا كَانَ عَطَاءُ رَبِّكَ مَحْذُورًا.
Never Allah's giving is prohibited or has limits. مَحْذُورًا is means something that you cannot give. Allah gives with no limits. Allah huwa al-mu'ti. Allah is the giving, the grant is the one grants. And Prophet huwa al-mu'ta aw al-qabil lil-ata is the one that receiving, is the one that being given to. So when Allah wants to give you, He gives His Prophet, and His Prophet gives you. That's adab, discipline.
To know the way.
This is how it works. anything you get, Allah is giving, but not to you. Allah is giving to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Sayyidina Muhammad is channeling it to you. It's not shirk, it's not association. Allah is the giver. Allah gives. Allah gives to His Prophet. Allah doesn't lower the manifestation of His beautiful name to us directly, unless it's been Prophet say, oh, these are okay. These people are okay. These servants are okay. They reached the reality and they reached their highest level of getting now. So Allah gives to Prophet gives to us. That's why what he said, أَنَا الْقَاسِمِ. In the hadith of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, أَنَا طَهَا وَيَاسِينَ وَأَنَا الْحَاشِرُ وَالْمَاحِ وَأَنَا الْقَاسِمِ. Then he said, وَأَنَا طَهَا وَيَاسِينَ. He said, I am the one distributing. It's a real, it's authentic hadith. I am the one that I distribute, أَنَا الْقَاسِمِ. That's why he's called Abu al-Qasim. His son was Al-Qasim, he was called Abu al-Qasim. He is an Al-Qasim, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned. It's one of his beautiful names of the Prophet. Yani he received, and he gave, he channeled it. Allah gives, and he, Prophet, he channeled it. That's why Allah al-Mu'ti, wal-Rasul huwa al-Akhiz, awal-Mu'ta. Allah gives, Prophet takes, and Prophet divide. This one, this, this one, this, this one, this, according to the revelation or inspiration that comes to him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Prophet never gets always never get full. لا يشبع. Always he is hungry. Don't take it in the meaning of hungry of food. But he is always hungry for Allah's knowledge that he is giving. He wants, always he doesn't say I'm full. He never is full. In dunya even when he eats he's not full. نحن قوم لا نأكل حتى نجوع. We are people, we don't eat until we are hungry. وإذا أكلنا لا نشبع. And if we eat, we never full. Means نحن قوم لا نأكل حتى نجوع. We are people, we don't eat until we are hungry. We are hungry of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah, we cannot eat until we are hungry. Means Allah will not give until you keep asking and asking and asking. Then He give you to eat. That's why لا نأكل حتى نجوع. We don't eat until we are hungry. So if you don't feel hunger, not only food, hunger for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will not give you to eat. That's why Prophet ﷺ said, we are people that we eat as long as we are hungry, we are eating. وَإِذَا أَكَلْنَا, when we eat, we never are full. لَا نَشْبَعْ. Keep want more. Give us more. When you are full, nothing comes more. But when you are not full, what happens?
Keep more.
Prophet always not full from Allah's beautiful names to be manifested on him. And more coming. Because these meanings of these names and these manifestations never ends. Every moment new ones, new understanding, new knowledge comes from them. This is the description of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the description of all other prophets alayhimus salam are also they are in the presence of Prophet like that. Means, how is Prophet in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always asking and always hungry, he is taking. All other Prophets are always in the presence, association of Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad, they are always asking and taking from Prophet. Prophet is the one that channeling to them. That's why Allah said that one, if Prophet comes on in your time to other prophets, he will be the Prophet and you will be from his ummah. If he comes in your time. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the one that takes from Allah and give other prophets. And prophets are hungry, taking from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Huwa al-mu'allim, he is the teacher. He is the master. Huwa al-mu'allim wal-mudarris. Mu'allim means is the head, the higher level of mastership. Al-mudarris is the teacher. لِكُلِّ مَخْلُوقٍ مِّنَ الْأَزَلِ إِلَى الْأَبَدِ. For every creation that Allah created from Azal to Abad, what being created from pre-eternal to post-eternal, Prophet ﷺ is their teacher and their master, mastership to him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach them. That's why la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, immediately Muhammad Rasulullah, no one else. Didn't say Musa Rasulullah, Ibrahim Rasulullah. They say, but what you recite is la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. He is the teacher of everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. What Allah everything created? He created angels, means he is teachers of angels. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Teacher of jinn, mu'min jinn and all jinn. Teacher of this universe. Teacher to any other planets that are around us. Knowledge of Anbiya and Awliya and Jinn and Malaika are coming from the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to them, what Allah is giving to him. So Grand Sheikh said, we now is lowering the level of the Sahaba. We ittiba'an the Amr al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following the footsteps of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and following what Allah has ordered, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يَحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. If you really love Allah, follow Muhammad, Allah loves you. So loving Allah, to go in that way, he said, at least every week to meet one time, like this meeting. وَلَوْ فِي الْجُمْعَ مَرَّةً لِلْحُضُورِ لِطَلَبِ الْإِزْدِيَادِ فِي الْعِلْمِ وَالْحِلْمِ وَالْمَعَارِفِ. At least once a week to come in an association of Zikrullah and asking طَلَبُ الْإِزْدِيَادِ, to ask to get more, to increase more in your ilm, in the knowledge, in the halm, in the patience, halm, to be patient, to learn how to be patient, ma'arif, the Gnosticism, ma'rifatullah, seeking the journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is the only door that Allah has left open for the Ummatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. the door for the Naqshbandi teachers, he said, this is the only door now is left. There is no other door. How many there are awliyaullah? All awliyaullah, there are many tariqahs. There are many people, they consider this is a wali, this is a wali, this is a wali. With our respect to everyone, we are saying what Grand Sheikh said. That he said, the only door being left now. From awliyaullah, all of them that they are living, because there is every century, there is 124, every moment, every day, and every time there is 124,000 wali. On the number of 124,000 prophets, on the number of 124,000 sahaba. And this number we didn't come up with, it's Sayyidina Ibn Abbas in the explanation of Surah Al-A'raf. He mentioned the number 124,000 Nabi. He said, this is the only door now left to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All other doors of Awliyaullah have been closed. They are being ordered to hide themselves and their knowledge. You go anywhere, you cannot get that kind of knowledge and that kind of manifestation. Because when they speak, they raise you up. And we explained that many times. They raise their students or those who are hearing them, they raise them to their levels. That's how he is. That's why he says that this is the only door left, because he has that, been granted that from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his years and years and years and years of seclusion. Grand Sheikh, if you want, and Maulana Sheikh Nazim, if you want to count how many seclusions they went on, might be 30, 40 of seclusion, and every seclusion 1 year, 2 years, some of them 5 years, some of them 6 months. It's too much. So Grand Sheikh has been given that specialty, that anyone sit in his association, and Maulana Sheikh Nazim inherited that, they will raise that student to their level or to the level of the wali that they are speaking about. So that is not with other awliya. The other awliya is okay, they give whatever they give, but their doors are closed to that kind of teaching. And he said, he said that all awliya, no exception, he said. Kullu al-awliya ikhtafaw. All awliya been hidden, they hide themselves, hidden. They veil themselves, ikhtafaw, they hide themselves. Baku khalf as-sitar. They are behind the curtain. Don't see that. If you see a wali, real wali, you think he will not give you what he has, he can give you, he doesn't give, because they are not being authorized. They keep their power to themselves. They don't give it out. They might give you a knowledge, they might give you a teaching, but they might not raise you up. So they leave you, what you say, when you are swimming and you are sinking, what you call... not drowning, but
shredding.
They give you trying to get out, but they leave you there.
Scrambling.
Like that, scrambling, not trying to pull you out.
Struggling.
They give you struggling. Struggle. They don't let you sink, you struggle. Not they give you that high level that they can raise you up on a silver plate or a golden plate. They offer to you. They cannot. It's locked, closed. So the only door that gives now is that door. That tap. He's speaking about himself. He said, before they were known, awliyaullah, they were able to find them in every country and in every city and in every district. Now, no one can see them because they have been ordered to hide themselves behind the curtains. He said, from Allah's wisdom, hikmah, and His mercy, and from His shafaqah, feeling for His servants, compassion, from His compassion, He left that wali, al-warith al-Muhammadi, the inheritor of the secret of Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the heart of Prophet, who is the highest level of inheritors between all awliya, and he is the most perfect one between them. He left that door open to these teachings. No one else can give these teachings. He is the last one of them, and he is the seals that he will seal all awliya. With all this darkness that it is around, he is the only one that his curtain is opened. And that's why people are running to him from every part of the world. That's what you see with Mawlana Sheikh Nazir. He's inheriting that secret of grandeur. You see, from all corner of the world, is unimaginable, it's impossible to understand that. How they spend millions and millions and millions of dollars for tickets. It's like Hajj to reach there, to that small area in Cyprus. Because his sitaruhu makshuf, his curtain is open, it's not closed. وَمَرْفُوعٌ سِتَارُهُ مَكْشُوفٌ وَمَرْفُوعٌ لِلْقَاسِدِينَ His curtain is makshuf, can be seen, and it is being raised up, taken up. You know, when they wash the Kaaba, what they do with the curtain? They raise it up. His curtain is raised up to those who are seekers, to the seekers and those who are going to him. Those whom they have sight and vision can understand what I am saying. And we leave this to next time. Wa min Allahi tawfiq wa hurmatil Fatiha.